some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and today we're going to be welcoming back one of my favorites, Zoe Niklaus. She is a psychic and theta energy healer and so much more. She'll be taking your calls live in just a couple of moments, but I want to give you the roadmap for where we've been in this, well, you know, where we've been. I've done one other show this week, and where we're going for the rest of the week, so you can kind of set your schedules accordingly. And if you want to, put your Apple alarm clock on or go back and listen to the archives, it's all available. Yesterday, we welcomed artist Paul Richmond. He's a LGBT artist. That's only interesting because he's got a new book that is coming out on the 14th called Cheesecake Boys. You know, all the Cheesecake Girl pictures from ages ago, he's doing one with Cheesecake Boys. He was on yesterday, and Stacy, who's going to be our first caller today, called in ahead of time because she was so excited to talk to Zoe. And so we're going to be putting her on first, but she called in yesterday. And so Paul came on, talked about the book, but he's also done a cartoon of me singing, you know, and it's really, really kind of cool. So we're running a contest now through the end of February. And if you go to my Facebook page, you will see the picture that Paul drew. It's me singing, got little microphone, and it's cheesecakey. So it's, you know, kind of funny, but it's musically themed. And if you color that and post it on Facebook and tag me before the end of the month, we're going to do a drawing for an autographed CD that I will personally mail out to you with a special prize included. So if you feel inclined, go to my Facebook page at The Garrett Miller. If we're not friends on Facebook already, just friend request me. And I'm almost up to my limit of 5,000 folks, so you got to get in now while the getting's good. And you can see the link and go download that and just have fun coloring and then post it. That's all you got to do. So again, Zoe's going to be on today. We'll get to her in just a second. Tomorrow we have psychic Rebecca Fisk. And so it's kind of like a twofer. I'm going to explain the formatting for the year. So you kind of, you know, again, you just put it in your calendar of what you'd like to do and go from there. And then Thursday we have Rated LGBT Radio with Rob Watson. And I don't think I'm doing a Friday dance party this week because my regular day J-O-B has me opening the department this Friday morning. And so I'm not going to be able to do a show. But fear not, we'll have one with a new music guest soon. And we'll be doing more world premieres this year, just like we did last year, which I totally love to do because you're hearing music that you're probably not hearing on the radio waves. And it's really, really good by very talented people. So I want to just tell you that. We're also available on Apple's iTunes as a podcast for Rated G Radio. So if you missed today's show or missed part of it, want to go back and listen, you can go and get the most current 300 episodes there and take me with you wherever you want. That's very, very cool. I encourage you to go back and listen to the show, especially if you are a caller that's on air today, because when you go back, well, when Zoe gives you her reading today, A, it's going to be awesome and you will love it, but you'll want to also remember that sometimes, I mean, I do this too. So, you know, just know that this is a fact. You get kind of wrapped up in the moment of hearing and trying to answer back and doing all of these things in your call that you kind of miss the message sometimes. I do it. So my encouragement to you is when the show's over, either press the replay button and go back and fast forward or rewind or download it on Apple's iTunes. And go back and listen to your segment of the broadcast again. Take notes and then really listen to what Zoe has to say, because I think that will help serve you better. Now, with that, I'm going to go in here, and I think I've got a ton of people from LA calling, but I think I've got the right line here for Zoe. Zoe, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Garrett. I am doing pretty well. I'm combating a little bit of a cold here, so...
Oh, goodness.
If we could bear with the Demi Moore sound, we'll just go with that.
Oh,
okay.
It's so sexy. It's the sexy Demi Moore voice, Zoe.
It's sexy until I have to blow my nose.
Okay, well, you know, when you feel a nose-blowing moment coming on, you just let me know, and we'll be, you know, glad to do that. So, with that, it's been a hot minute. I was telling people yesterday, I'm kind of changing the format of the show this year. A, because my day job kind of requires it, and B, because it's my show and I wanted to do it, you know, my way. Last year I was so focused on, I've got to have 52 weeks of programming, five original shows a week, sometimes six. And it was just, I love doing it, but I just don't have the time to spend, you know, 6 days a week doing live radio, because it, this doesn't pay me, folks, you know, believe it or not. So here's what we're doing this year. We're having, I always call you like my fun guests. So I'm going to have fun guests like you and Rebecca and other talented folks on. And we're going to be doing this twice a month. So this is brand new for all of the listeners this week who have been used to getting Zoe or Rebecca once a month and then having to be like, it's going to be so long before I can call in again. It's not. Zoe's going to be back in 2 weeks. She'll be back on the 21st as well. So you can set your calendars now that if you don't get in today, fear not, the month is going to give you another opportunity to call in and talk to Zoe. And so we'll have you back twice, which is this is like a double mint twin fun commercial here.
Woohoo! Yes. Yes. And here's something exciting, Garrett. On the second programming, the next programming in a couple of weeks, I will be bringing on a special guest, and this is going to change up a little bit. So once upon a time, we talked about Zoe and Friends, and that's exactly what it's going to be. It won't be every time. However, there's a couple of other people out in the world that are just fantastic psychics, healers, readers, whatever you want to call it. And so from time to time, there will be another option of another angle of perspective, shall we say. So that's something exciting. A twofer.
Yeah.
Yes, we will have a twofer. So that's exciting. And it's going to rotate and change up so that people can get exposed to, you know, a lot of different perspectives. And there's more than one way to do something. So I think that's great. Anyway, so the next show, if possible, we're going to have a very special guest and we'll go from there. Yeah.
Right on. So is there anything else you want to chat about or you want to educate us with before we get to callers today?
Just a couple of hot little short things here. You know, Happy New Year to everybody. I'm excited that we're doing this new year in February because January was kind of a stinker of a month. So I'd just like to validate this for everybody. I received many phone calls in the month of January asking, what's going on? And it was like a rumble and crash from the end of last year that seemed to continue into January, which created this thunderous earthquake for many people. And now we are in a space where things have kind of settled down. I was happy. I celebrated the Chinese New Year. I thought, you know what? This is finally New Year's. So for anybody who had a really hard time in January, there's a lot of different reasons for that. However, the point is we're done with January, so that's exciting. So I just would like to acknowledge that to everybody. It was tough. I don't know. I'm sure many callers felt the same way, but, you know, even for those of us who do this work and lead, we also seem to, we experience this by fire and brimstone a little bit. You know, we have these experiences that are quick, fast, and in a hurry, which then helps us to help everybody else. So that's that. And then secondly, I just wanted to review once again, where is Zoe? Tuesdays here in Washington State, I'm at a bakery, Karina's Bakery, every Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And that's a standard. And then a special announcement this coming Saturday, February 11th, especially for those here in the north, I will be up in Everett, Washington at the Xfinity Center. There is a holistic fair that's happening. And this fair happens every couple of months or so. It's a lovely place. It's huge in there. It's this big convention center. Lots of concerts are held there. Anyway, I invite everyone to come down. There's all kinds of interesting things. There are body workers, healers, psychics, what have you. It's a lovely experience. Lots of jewelry, lots of stones. So, hey, if you guys are in the area, please drop in. And there's going to be more mini guest appearances around the area. For those of you who may not know, I had a knee surgery last month, and I'm getting back on my feet again and just rocking and rolling and getting these things going again. So anyway, everybody mark your calendar. So every Tuesday, Tacoma, Washington, and then this Saturday, please come see us up in Everett at the Xfinity Arena. And there we go.
Cool.
And
you have got
I
a full plate,
think,
my dear. Are you back to breakdancing yet?
Oh, listen. You know, I'm almost there, Garrett. And when we do this, you and I will do it together and make a video.
I'm going to do a spin-a-rooney where I spin on my head.
Yes, and then, you know what, Garrett, one last thing I would like to announce before we get started, because I know when we get in the groove, it's kind of hard to start, stop the flow. Last year, I ran a Valentine's special, and I'm doing the same thing for this year. So the Valentine's special is this. First of all, go to my website, and there's a very special button there, radio special. And what this Valentine's special is, it's an hour, one full hour for a flat fee of $85. And
holy
I
cow.
Highly encourage people to consider this. My rate is normally $2 a minute. And for Valentine's Day, and this will be valid for the month of February only, the Valentine's Day special, $85. So everybody, please feel free to go to my website, sewingtheclouds.com, and click on the little special button that Garrett has helped me with, radio special, and just follow the bouncing ball, and we'll take it from there.
Now,
yes.
If you have not been to Zoe's website, I do need to tell you, Zoe is quite the hottie here. So she's got some brand new pictures from a rock and roll photographer you'll have to remind me of the band who she normally photographs, but pictures are fantastic. There we go.
Yes.
So you can go to Zoe's website and see her brand new picture that she has up for the brand new year and go like, holy cow, that's who I'm talking to on the phone. I can't believe it. How lucky am I? So go do that. And we make it really easy. If you're like, how do I spell her name? Even though it's in the show page and the whole thing, there's a link right to her website. You'll see it. It says, visit her awesome website here. Click here. And it's going to take you right there. We'll make that easy. Okay, let's get to callers. Otherwise, we're going to lose the entire hour just jib-jabbering away. We're going to start with Stacy today, who was our very first caller yesterday for today's show. So she really called in ahead.
Wonderful.
And Zoe, do you know Stacy's birthday, or do you have that in the little message thing that I sent you?
I did receive it. I did receive the first five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I received the first five names, so I am ready. Yes.
Okay, Stacy, you're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi.
Hello,
Stacy. Thank you both for taking my call. I don't know what Zoe looks like, but on your site, Garrett, on the site, like for Blog Talk, I saw your picture. You're looking really good yourself.
Well, your check is in the mail, Stacy. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Too bad you live far from me, though. Oh, well.
Well, there
anyway,
you go.
Yeah, I'm on the other coast. Shucks. But anyway, I just want to know if Zoe, if you could tell me like when I'll meet the next person or anything about them that I will be attracted to, that I will, you know, will be interested in each other, because like you said, my Chinese New Year was better than my regular New Year. My regular New Year, I went out with just male platonic friend, but you know, no chemistry on my half. I want, you know, I want to meet somebody that I am attracted to as well. I don't have a problem having guys like me, but I got to feel that also, you know.
Sure. Okay, Stacy. So first of all, I know that Garrett had gathered up your birthday information. So bottom line is, first of all, in numerology, your birth date, the sum total of month, day, and year, comes to a number 7. And so what this means, first of all, is that your life path is a number 7. What does this mean for you? It means a couple of things. It's spiritual, it's financial. It's also asking you to get your connection reestablished with God, Creator, Source, whomever you pray to. So number one, in reference to your question, it will be important for you to reestablish your spiritual connection first. Do what is necessary, whatever your practices are. Go ahead and do that and start focusing on that, because when we bring in that energy, when we bring in the energy of the divine, that will only magnify things in a positive way and make things better. So moving along now to the actual question here. 2017 is a universal number 1 year, which means new beginnings. This is why January was so crunchy. It was like burning off the icky part of last year, and now we're in the new part. So with this being a universal number 1 year, for me with you, let's see here, what I'm getting is this. It's going to be quiet for a little bit, and then it's going to be summertime. It feels like July, August. Summertime for you, you do better. You may not like the heat necessarily, but energy-wise, motivation-wise, you feel better. What I see and feel for you is that come the months of July, August, September, put yourself out there a little bit, meaning socialize. Not that you don't do it, but it'll be more important to do it then. It does feel like you will be meeting someone. It's going to be a face-to-face thing, not an internet thing. I know a lot of people
I don't do that. Because on Facebook, you get guys sending you inappropriate messages that know you from friends. And I said, I don't want to deal with the other thing. You understand. That's why I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the internet dating. You know, I know it works for some, but I don't want to spend my time like that, you know, because actually, you know, Facebook, they know what I look like, but, you know, they want more, like they practically want photos that, you know, are very, very, and I'm not going to send guys nude photos like that. There's no reason to.
No, it's the contact of the human element that we need to be connected with, which you're in tune with that. So keep yourself open. It feels more like now the month of August. So in August, you know, there's outdoor concerts, whatever, you know, whatever social thing. But for you, I often speak of this, the grocery store experience. And
I had them approach me there. Yeah, I've been approached there before.
And so stay open to that. Now, what you will feel when you meet this person, you're going to sense the energy first. And this will be a situation where the person also finds you. It will not be you doing all of the work. This is going to be more of a mutual energy exchange. This person feels like they might be a few years older than you, maybe 4 to 5 years older than you, a little bit taller, darker hair with a little bit of salt and pepper in there, may or may not wear glasses, you know, back and forth between glasses and contacts. But anyway, this person, initially you may not necessarily feel like you're physically attracted to them, but what will attract you is the level of intelligence, because this is very important to you, is that the man knows how to have a conversation, is somewhat versed in life, you know, but that's what you're looking for. So anyway, stay open to that. And like I say, I'm seeing this more so for the month of August. So between now and then, focus on your connection. Focus on you getting yourself whole and complete yet again. Reestablish your spiritual connection, whatever that might mean for you. Okay.
Oh, that sounds sick. Yeah, I tried like meditation and everything. I'm not a religious person at all means. But, you know, I have good ethics, good morals and everything. So
Sure. Oh, absolutely, yes.
And the person I love has to love cats, love pets. That's the main thing I'm looking for. You know, I could be physically attracted to somebody, but if they don't have the character to back it up, I'm turned off.
Stacey,
you know,
guess what I'm thinking? I'm thinking maybe if you have a chance to maybe volunteer at an animal shelter or you know, something like that. Maybe, you know, romance will bloom.
Yeah. But they'll think I like the pets. They think I like the pets. I go in there and I give a few dollars and I go in there. I love animals so much.
Well, maybe just stroll through the pets.
That sounds good. I'll do that. And I have two cats who found me and I love them more than anybody in the world.
Yeah.
They found me 2 months apart. Yeah. I love them. And before they found me, I would, in the middle of the night, I'd get waken up and feel cats crawling on me. And ever since they found me, that never happened again.
They were just waiting for you, Stacey. It's true. We're going to move on, but I appreciate you calling in. Good luck. Keep us posted. We want to hear about that new man in your life.
Aw, thanks. I wish you lived closer, Garrett. Are you single?
Oh, Lord. Stacey, we have to move on. Bless your heart. Okay. And with that, avoiding the question, we're going to go to our next caller today, which is going to be Wendy. Wendy, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. And Zoe, you are now live with Wendy. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Wendy.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you both very much. I have manifested several very good job opportunities, and I actually applied through a temp agency for HealthNet Federal Services, also known as Centene, for an intake representative. I was given a job offer pending the background check, and that's going on right now. I've been in communication with their HR department. It's very time-consuming and a lot of information I didn't know because it just goes back so far, but I've been highly communicative with HR. And when I submitted it, it timed out, and the HR lady was very nice, and she said she would do something so I could go back in and submit it. Well, it hasn't worked so far, but meanwhile, I applied again online independently for the same job, and I got an email yesterday from the hiring manager, and I have an appointment with her tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I better be communicative and tell her that I have this other job. So I did, because you have to have integrity and honesty. And hopefully I'll get an email from her today, and hopefully we'll still have the interview tomorrow. And I want to know, will I actually be hired at HealthNet, Centene? Will it be permanent from the get-go, or will it be temporary and then go permanent? Will I keep the job for several years? Or will it be another job I've applied for, like Owen Dunn, Franklin Templeton, PG&E, SMUD? What do you see, Zoe?
Okay. First of all, going back to your birth as a number two, means balance. It also means spiritual balance. So just like the previous caller, first of all, I would highly encourage you to reestablish whatever your spiritual practices are for you. Secondly, regarding the work positions here, I know that you have spent quite a healthy amount of time focusing on these things and focusing on these positions as well. I do recall you, I think, from a previous show. Anyway, what I see and feel for you, Wendy, is that, you know, you've been hard focused on the one path, and that's good. Keep your options open. It does feel like the company that you're most interested in, which is HealthNet, that does feel very positive for you. Should you choose to follow through with the interview for tomorrow, that also feels good. So keep your mind open to these other possibilities. The position tomorrow, what it feels to me is, number one, it's positive, and secondly, it's like it would start part-time but then go straight into full-time. Now, the other position that you want, it's been taking a little bit longer for you, but we also came through November, December, which had the dregs of the Mercury retrograde, which was why January was also so difficult. So it's just that the experience with HealthNet does feel like it's kind of going to come about. However, at the same time, it may be one of these experiences where you had to sort of ride the horse up to the hitching post. You had to do all of this work, and then in the end, it's not going to be HealthNet. It's going to be a different position. That's what it feels like to me. Will you land permanent, secure work? Yes, you will, because it feels like even later this month or early into March, it feels like you will be employed with a company that will feel satisfactory to you, and it will be able to afford you the lifestyle that you need. Does that make sense?
So I think you're telling me I will start work late this month or early March, and will this job last me at least 4 years, Zoe?
It will, and here's the thing. Once this communication is established, once it is set up for you and there's the agreement upon the employment, again, it may start as part-time, but it quickly goes into full-time. However, one of the two feels like it's going to go straight full-time. Will it last? It will last as long as you wish it to last. Know that if something happened, should there be a hiccup, it would actually lead you to a different bridge, meaning there would be another opportunity. However, in the world that you're looking at going into, the intake representative, that will go on as long as you would like for it to. So it's a positive move for you, Wendy. It's very good.
There we go, Wendy. Thanks. Thank you very much. And we're going to get to our next caller here. And it's going to be Michael. Michael, you are now live with Zoe. Welcome to the show. And go ahead, please.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, my business partner, we're starting a new venture, and we finally got some time together, to kind of get things rolling and planned out. But I also have the job, and I've just got hired into waiting tables at a big resort, and I'm not really feeling it. And I'm just kind of wondering if I stay where I'm at and just wing it for the next few months to, build this new business, or kind of what you kind of feel around that.
Yeah, it's funny while you were talking. I see you staying at the resort. It's not going to be forever. So it's like this is something that you will need to do for right now. And I would focus on that part of it. I see you doing this for the numbers that I keep getting is 2 to 3 months. It's not a forever deal, but it's something that will afford a bit of a financial basis. Now, what it's also doing for you is that it is, believe it or not, waiting tables, helping people, this is going to bring you sort of like a psychology course. So it's purposely exposing you, and not that you don't have this experience, you do, but you're going to be basically in the faces of many people, many different kinds of people. This will help you because it's going to translate back over to this new business and to the new business partner, learning how to deal with all kinds of people, expanding your communication, learning how to understand people even more so, fine-tuning it. Again, not that you don't have the life experience, because you do. Your birth force is in number 6, meaning your life path. And what this means is people. It means social. And so for right now, it would equate to what I described January as, where January was sort of like, okay, this is the month that we're burning off all the fat for everybody so that we can finally start a new year on February 1st. This is what's happening with you in this department. And so for you in your life in general, if you are not around people, it would be time to revisit what it is that you're doing, because part of your life's work is to be with people. Does that make sense?
Oh, no, absolutely. I agree 100% with that. And I am bartending right now. But, again, with what's the level of what this resort is, the work
right.
that has to be done is incredible. And for like a few months, even if it was just a 6-month stint, I mean, it's literally overwhelming with trying to get
right.
A business, to be focused on the business as well. And that's kind of why I said kind of just wing it, with, a couple part-time, bartending, serving jobs, whatever it may be, because it is labor intensive in the sense of preparation.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Yes, people take waiters and waitresses for granted, and it's so much work anyway. And then now you're talking about a high-end resort, so now you have a different level of expectations from the people that you're waiting on. So, yes, it's a whole different category. And, yes, you're very much a people person. You've had all the psychology. Definitely wing it, because, again, it's not a forever thing. It can go on for maybe up to 2 months. And then that's it. But I see you, when all is said and done. Now, the other thing that is important for you to understand about yourself, and this is a positive, so start being aware of this and use this in your favor. You have the ability to speed things up for yourself. So for you, you manifest quickly. So one of the things that you can do, and you've probably already done this anyway, is visualization. See yourself moving through that space and time, doing what it is you need to do. The monies are coming in to you. Remember that money is an energy also. So if we say, no, I don't want to do this, then the money stops. if we say, yes, I am open to anything, the menu opens up again. So this is part of the lesson that you're in right now. But also know that you have the ability to speed things up too. It wouldn't surprise me, Michael, if you were like done with this project in about 1 month. It's like, okay, I've accomplished it. Here I am. Here's my goal. I've only got this amount to go. I'm going to do it this way over here instead. So this is the beauty of how you operate. So start using that to your advantage even more. Have you noticed this in your life before?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. When I was in the mortgage business in the early 2000s, my boss you know, was kind of open. She was open-minded, and she was like, when you're in your flow, everything just it's an avalanche of opportunity, and then you get in your little, you know, piss and vinegar, and then you stop everything, and then once you come out of it, it's, you know, you fire right back up, and, you know, she's like, literally, you're unstoppable in that sense, and, you know, so, yeah, I've witnessed that, and others have witnessed that as well. When you were saying, like, in a month or so, wrap up this project, were you meaning the business, or just being done with waiting tables?
Being done with waiting tables. Yeah, no,
oh, yeah.
But just the resort only. Just the resort only. Because what you're probably going to end up doing, and now this is just a segue, this is not psychic. What you're probably going to end up doing is finding other ways, other means of doing this, you know. So you may end up plugging into a couple of different little mini part-time positions elsewhere. You know, you're going to figure something else out, your creativity. So with you being a Gemini especially, your mind is always thinking anyway. And you are two different people. And you're talking to a Gemini right now, so don't think that I don't know.
I'm also a medium, and I have this business thing as well. So,
excellent.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Beautiful. No, beautiful.
Okay.
That's amazing. And this is what we do. So anyway, okay, Garrett.
And Michael, we're going to move on.
Thank you
very much. Good luck, and keep us posted on how you're doing, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Denise. Denise, you are now live with Zoe. Welcome to the show, and thanks for waiting.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Denise?
Okay. My question to you is, do you see me gaining employment? I am tired of taking handouts.
Ah, okay. Denise, first of all, your life path is a number 9. And number 9 is a beautiful number, and it's a difficult number. You think of everything and everyone else globally. And then the backside of it is sometimes position where you're at right now. And as far as the employment goes, I'm just getting a good read on this. What I feel for you is come about April, things will get going again, where you will be back working at least part-time, if not full-time. There is support around you. And so, as I have suggested to previous callers, reestablish your connection back to in your spiritual practice, whatever that might be. We're in a time right now where when things do not happen, it's the reminder of, okay, are we connected? Are we connected with the divine if you happen to have that belief system, yes or no? So in the meantime, and you've done everything. There's nothing that I can't tell you to do as far as, you know, being gratitude, things like that. It has been really rough for you. That does need to be acknowledged. There are people around you. You feel like they're getting tired of you. That is also you judging yourself right now, okay? And there's an expectation. And that you've been in this space. It just feels really, really, this is not you. This is not your norm. You know, you're a Sagittarius. You are a truth speakable with that. So in terms of the employment, I do see something that starts as part-time. It will eventually go into full-time. Learn to give yourself permission to allow people to help you too. And I know that you feel like you're, you know, it's probably feeling taxing that you have to ask for help, things like that. This is temporary, and this is something that in your lifetime, you will not have to be visiting this space again. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is, so at this space and time, and Trust me, I think we've all been there. It can feel like the most humiliating, grueling, icky experience ever. Start finding the little blessings in that each day. And it's the tiny things, it's the little things that make a difference. Know that you are going to be employed again. You will have your financial independence back, because right now you feel like everyone owns you. And versus you owning you and being independent, that's probably the most frustrating thing going on for you right now. Yeah, but again, this is temporary, and just know that moving forward, once this lesson is learned for you, because it does go deeper than that, once you move through this and you start working again, you will be able to resume where you were at with a fresh set of eyes. So again, it looks like April. It could be the end of March too, but it would be more so the tail end of March. So that's what I see and feel for you, Denise. Yes.
Thank you.
And, okay.
Thank you.
And remember, there you go. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Good luck. Keep us posted on how things are going for you. We're going to get to Sherelle next. Sherelle, welcome to the show. You're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you, Sherelle?
I just want messages from the other side. And also, I was calling regarding my spirituality. How can I more so better enhance my abilities to more understand them? I don't know which field I'm strong at, but I would like messages mm-hmm. from the other side, please, and thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. So first of all, again, I like to visit people's life paths. You are also a number nine. And so what this means is that, and this is spiritual. So first of all, throughout this lifetime, it is important for you to be global thinking, to be mindful and aware of everyone around you. You are, first of all, you are a natural healer. That is what is coming through at this moment. When a person has a life path of a number nine, sometimes it can feel like it's the best of the best and then the worst of the worst. In other words, there will be people that come and go in your life, and that's okay because that's part of the process. You're helping them to finish up their lessons. You are also finishing your lesson with them too. In terms of messages from the other side, there is – I'm getting connected here. There's an energy of a grandmother – Three generations back from the father's side of the family. And this woman wishes to acknowledge that you are a hard worker. She was also a very hard worker in her life. She is coming forward because in a similar way, she had a tough life as well. And she's asking you to keep the faith and to hold the faith, because you've had some dark times in this lifetime where it's like, you know what, I think I'm going to go now. And she's here to remind you that you have work to do. And she's got her apron on, and she's stirring like a huge bowl full of batter to make a cake. I mean, everything was very natural, very, you know. So she's asking you to get reconnected with the natural thing. Your spirituality will mean doing the simple things. Holding the stones, holding the rocks, burning the sage, things like that. She would like for you to get in touch with the Native American element. That's important because
I'm just repeating with Native American elements. I never heard it. But you can continue.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Because once upon a time in a different life, you were a medicine woman. And people came to you for the answers. People came to you for the healing. In this lifetime, this is part of your journey to go back to those energies again. Because the lifetime after that, different choices were made by you, and falling off the wagon, not one lifetime, but two lifetimes in a row. This lifetime, this energy of this grandmother has come forward to help you with that.
I've been meditating, and I still don't hear, feel. I've been meditating and trying to connect with the spirit world, but it don't work for me.
Okay. Well, if you can, I would suggest signing up for the Valentine's special, because it would be helpful to have at least one session with you to spend more time to dig and to figure this out, because you really do have very positive things waiting, you know, waiting for you. But it's also up to you to decide, yes, this is what I want to do, and how do I go about doing it? And right now, the fact that you feel like you don't feel, that's okay, because this is where it's starting for you, is the awareness. So your soul is already looking for those answers anyway. So that's good.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what I got.
There you go, Sherelle.
Thank you. Yeah, both have a great
thank
day.
You.
Thank
you.
You
too. Thanks for the call. Pleasure to have you on here today. Just a real, Zoe made a great point. If you like what you hear or want to have more time with her, because we got, this is called the, well, behind the scenes, I'm calling this churn and burn. We got to get you in and got to get you off, because we've got a ton of callers. So we want to get you in, get as many people as on here as we can. But if you don't get on today or want more time with Zoe, please go to her website. Again, we make it really easy for you. You just go to the link on the show page and click here. It's going to take you there. Fill out your information. Click on the rated or the radio special and get $85 for 60 minutes. It will be absolutely incredible for you. We're going to go to our next caller. This is Becky, and Becky is born October 15th, 1962. Becky, you are now live with Zoe. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. I was just calling to get a general reading.
Oh, okay. A general reading. Okay, so we'll choose one area. First of all, your life path is a number 7. Again, this is spiritual. It is, once again, and this means getting reconnected with the divine within yourself, whatever your spiritual practices and or beliefs are. Number 1, go back to that and begin to reestablish that in a way that will make you happy. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Number 2, the area that I'm being directed to is personal. So, you know, we usually will either look at career or health or money. This for you today is on a personal level. So that's what I keep hearing. So anyway, Becky, number 1, I don't know where you're at metaphysically, esoterically, anything like that. One thing that will help you to feel more grounded, because this is what I'm feeling for you, and we're going to focus on this. With you not feeling grounded, you feel like you're navigating through life and things are not happening. There needs to be some healing in your aura as well as your chakras. Once these things can be cleansed, cleared, and balanced, and then bring your aura back in, you are going to feel better in general, because lately it felt like, you know, whether it's a little ache or a little pain or a little sniffle, there's been these little physical body anomaly things going on. They haven't been real major, but they're more so distractions. And you've been thinking to yourself, why is this happening? Bring your energies, bring your physical back into balance again. And we don't have just a physical body. We have mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. So we actually have 4 bodies to look at. So that will be part of it, is to bring in the other bodies, bring in all 4 of them, and look at this across the board. So again, reestablishing, revisiting. If you like, you can book a session with me. We can look into this deeper for you. But I would, if nothing else, maybe go out to YouTube and find some videos for, you know, the chakra balancing, aura balancing, because for you it's time to bring the spiritual and get it re-emerged with the physical, the mental, and the emotional. Once you do that, it's going to start bringing a new balance, because this is part of what's going on for you. You're trying to find, you're working on getting a new balance within yourself and in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yes. Yes, okay, perfect. So that's what I feel and see for you. That's where I would start. And again, like I say, if you like, go ahead and book a session with me, and we can look at this more globally across the board and get things going. So,
okay? Well, thank you very much.
There you go.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Becky, for
thank
your
you.
Call. And we're going to get to our next caller is Dee Dee. Dee Dee, you are now live with Rebecca. Are you live with Zoe? I'm getting my days of the week mixed up here. Good Lord. You're
well,
live with
you
Zoe.
Nice compliment.
Thank you, Zoe.
Yes, you're welcome, Dee Dee. How can I help you?
Yes, my daughter is going to give birth to my first grandchild in August, and I was wondering, do you see her and her significant other getting married?
I'm just having a look at this. First of all, the grandbaby is stepping forth. The energy of the grandbaby is stepping forth. Beautiful energy. This is a crystal child. So if you're not familiar with that, I would suggest researching that. Very gifted. They will in time. It's not going to be right away. It will be sometime after the baby is born. What I do keep hearing is 2018. So the baby may be somewhere 6, 7, 8 months old, something like that. And that will come into the picture should they go ahead and choose to do that. Whatever the past has been between them, it's still an opportunity for them to work this out together. So anyway, that's what I see and feel. They have a couple of challenges to walk through. So let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yes. And it's going to greatly depend upon how they handle those challenges because, see, the energy of this grandchild coming in, crystal children are here to bring resolution to humanity by teaching humans how to be nice to each other again. And so there will be a lot of healing just from this baby alone. And so that will be beautiful. Now, it will, honestly, it will greatly depend upon how the father of the baby chooses to respond. So it's felt like the energies of that individual have been interesting, where sometimes it's been an all or nothing deal, you know. And so that person is dealing with other things on an emotional body is where the problem is at for him. So anyway, it will greatly depend upon that. Is it possible? Yes. It's going to take work, though. And in the end, as long as your daughter can stay balanced and stay focused on what's in the best interest, it will be in your daughter's court to decide if it's going to be yay or nay, as far as that goes. But again, understand the energy of the baby, absolutely fantastic. That baby's already teaching and healing right now. So there you go.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Dee Dee, that's exciting.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it is.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Dee Dee. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
You too. And our next call is Gabriella. Gabriella, you're now live with Zoe. And by the way, just make sure, everybody, if you want to get to a private appointment with Zoe, go to her website, zoeniklaus.com. There's a link on the show page right there for you, so you can do that right after the show today. Gabriella, go ahead, please. You're live with Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Gabriella?
Oh, are you sure I'm good? Because I'm making birdie, but I don't feel so well.
Oh, okay. Okay. What is your birth date, Gabriella?
April 2nd, 1998.
40. Is... Okay. Okay. And go ahead. What is your question?
Well, I was here. I met a guy, I guess on the 4th and stuff. And, well, I think we had a connection, but he's a workaholic. And I've been really sick, and he lives here. Well, he's stationed here for the military, and I've been trying to reach out to him. And it's been, dead silent. I don't know, what's wrong, or should I wait for him, just give him some time, or I don't know, what he's thinking or anything. Because being sick doesn't help.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, this is what I feel, and it may not be what you want to hear, but this is what I see and feel. First of all, yes, there are a lot of demands being placed upon him work-wise and for whatever the work it is that he does do. Secondly, at this place in time, I do not see the connection continuing. However, it doesn't mean that it won't later down the road. So just for right now, you are correct. He is a workaholic. He is self-absorbed, and he's got an answer to a greater thing here right now. So
Did you turn his head and tweak interest? Absolutely, yes. Don't doubt that, and don't place yourself under a microscope and judge yourself because it feels like you've been doing that. So, you know, it's something where you bless it and then you release it. If he comes back, great. If he doesn't, that's okay too, because it's been an experience. But at the same time, give him some time. You know, this is something, give it time. And continue with your life as well. You know, you get up, you go to work, you go home, whatever your schedule is, don't allow yourself to get off track with what your life path is right now anyway. So he may come back around, but in all honesty, it feels like you actually have a different energy coming in, energy meaning a different person of interest, as soon as next month, if not April. So that person you're going to meet right around the corner, and what you will see is a difference in terms of how the person chooses to receive you, makes a choice to spend time with you, things like that. So just keep yourself open, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Excellent.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriella.
Thank you.
Have a great day today.
You too.
There we go. And our next caller is Leilani, and Leilani's birthday is 2/10/85. Happy early birthday, Leilani. You're live with Zoe.
Thank you.
Yay.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello, Leilani.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm having a birthday, and I want to ask the same question the last caller asked, but anything that you want to say, actually, if that's okay.
Okay. Let's see here. First of all, now this is interesting. Your life path is a number 8, and 8 is business. And so in this lifetime, it's important for you to handle business, whether it's for, you know, personal level, whatever it is. You will always be, number one, handling your own business. And number two, you will be helping to serve business for other people. You will be helping to bring other people full circle, like you don't already know that. And that in and of itself is already a full-time job that you don't get paid for. However, it's very spiritual, and your guides are asking that we acknowledge this for you. So they also are asking to let you know thank you for the work you do. Okay? And you don't see it as this. You see it as people needing things and helping, and you have answers and you know things. And, oh, talk to this person. You know, you're always networking for other people. That is also your spiritual job here on the planet, okay? And in terms of an interest, a romantic interest, I believe that's the nature of the question. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel and see an energy there, a romantic interest. Your soul is wanting to know, is this serious? Is it going to go somewhere? Or is it a flash in the pan, I guess is what we would call it. Because you've been receiving mixed signals from this person, okay? It's like, oh, yes, we're going to go down that path. And then all of a sudden, no, if you're hungry, just take yourself to the local Taco Bell. And you're like, what are you talking about? So,
right.
Anyway, this person is dealing with their own stuff right now on the inside. This person has a tendency to overthink a lot, where you're like, okay, let's just be out with it. Let's just go face the world. Let's go out into the doorway of life and go. I don't know that the energy of this person is going to be able to keep up with you, is what really is happening here. Okay, so for right now, this is a person to spend time with, and, you know, should you choose to. And right now, whatever level that it's at, it is what it is. It does feel like you will be meeting a different person, though, come summertime, late summer for you. And that will be a point of reference. I don't know that you're going to actually choose to really pursue it, because you're going to be doing your own checks and balances. So for right now, the nature of this person that you're interested in, it's going to continue at this same pace, which is partly it's what you love about the person and what drives you crazy about the person. So
right.
For right now, it is like a distraction, and that's okay. But just know that in your mind, in your heart, in your prayers, when you're talking to your guides, your prayers are being heard, and it's going to be up to you later as to whether you choose to stay open to accepting the next person that is going to be coming into your world, okay? You're already drawing that energy to you, because what you're dealing with right now is a reflection of who you used to be within the person that you're currently interested in. And there, with the next person, that person will be reflecting who you are now and what you're moving forward in, the type of energy, which is more assuredness about yourself, more confidence. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense. And you use the word distraction, and that's how I describe the whole relationship. So, yeah, you're right on point. Thank you. That was a really beautiful birthday gift, and much love to you. And blessings to
Thanks
you and
Ronnie.
Anybody else out listening. Thank you.
Thank
Yay,
you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to get Rose Maria in next. I think we're going to try to also get to Laura, but we've got 4 minutes. So really quickly, Rose Maria, welcome to the show, and what's your question for Zoe?
Hi, how are you? I guess I could stay on the same topic. Same topic, because I'm working on myself and relationship and job-wise with the new business. Whatever is easiest and fast for you guys. I know you guys have a lot.
Okay. So first of all, the subject that comes to mind very quickly is career. And so the career for you, it's felt a little bit like stepping stones. So it feels like you've been jumping from lily pad to lily pad. This is going to straighten out for you here pretty soon. You're finally going to feel like you're getting back in the flow of things with employment. Yes. So you're getting back in the flow. By May of this year, the energies of your work life are going to feel more consistent, okay? There will be other opportunities that will be coming to you, believe it or not. Someone will talk to you or mention to you about a position that's opening, or someone may bring you info about another company. Whatever the case may be, the next step of progression will simply offer more stability for you. That's finally happening, but it has mostly to do with you coming back to you, getting back in the flow of yourself. And once you do that and you feel like you're going to open your eyes and the path is clear, so that will be more stable. By May, you're going to feel much better about your work life, if that makes sense. Okay?
Hopefully soon I'm working. Cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming because I actually see you working. I don't see you unemployed anymore. So that is changing here quickly.
All right,
congratulations,
guys.
Rosemary.
And
yeah,
thank you.
You.
And I hope you guys get a new date or whatever. You guys are single. I'm just joking.
Yay.
Oh, for those who like love, that's a great thing. Rosemary, we're going to jump to Laura right now. Laura, your birthday is October 1st, 1963. Welcome to the show. We've got a minute and a half left.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for taking my call. I'm looking for
You're
work.
Welcome.
And I'm wondering if you see me selling in Georgia or Pittsburgh or staying here in New Jersey.
So you're looking at a triangle, which is a grid, interestingly, highly spiritual. You're a number three life path, so it's not a surprise. So you bring spiritual balance regardless. I see you. I know that you want out of Jersey. Georgia sounds really interesting, but for me, what I feel is Pittsburgh at this moment in time has the most energy for you. Plus it will, it's not exactly a straight shot, but it will keep you, quote unquote, a little closer to home. Pittsburgh feels like it's not necessarily the ideal thing, that you would normally be interested in. However, it will offer you an expansion of your career. It's going to open up something for you that you have not looked at or considered before. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just applied to a job in Pittsburgh. I'm hoping that there'll be a job opening soon because I need work now.
Yes. And that's changing as well. And again, January was about burning off the fat for everybody. In terms of work, even if you started temp work here soon, that would be this month. But anyway, regardless, you will be working also between March and April, if not sooner. So
there you go, Laura.
Good.
Okay. We're out of time, Zoe. Everybody go to zoeniklaus.com,
okay.
Click the link, go book an appointment with her for, I was going to say Halloween,
yay,
but Valentine's Day. Everybody have a great rest of the day. We'll be back live tomorrow with Rebecca, and have a blessed day. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.